right now on VFN TV. Pastor Saeed, yes, he was released from the Iranian prison, but you got to see today the reunion that he has, thanks to Franklin Graham and so many others, with his parents. It's going to touch your heart. Plus, he breaks his silence and begins to share what it was like when he was in prison. It's just going to move your heart and give you some insight. As he was locked up for 60 days with a U.S. Marine who has been beat, I mean, it was just horrific. He's going to share the details with us. Plus, Cindy Jacobs is talking about a prophetic word that the Council of Prophets have loosed for 2016. And the grand jury has indicted in Houston, Texas, Dalyden, who did the videos for the Planned Parenthood, supposedly, allegedly, selling baby parts. This and so much more today, right now, on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this. If God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
Lord, you said that the seed of the righteous will rise and the seed of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate this city to you.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. And judges shake in their boots, raise up prophetesses, put a sure word in their mouth, let it hit the news channels, let America know God is not through with America. Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Well, we heard in the news, and we're so excited and celebrating Pastor Saeed's release from the illegal containment as a prisoner in Iran for his faith in Jesus Christ. Well, we're going to get to see just right now what it was like when his plane, thanks to Franklin Graham and Billy Graham Ministries, landed, and his parents got a chance to welcome and embrace their son, who they didn't know if they'd ever see him again. I want you to take a look. This is Pastor Saeed, his plane landing, and his parents seeing him for the first time. It's going to touch your heart. Thanks to Franklin Graham.
I'm sorry. So glad you're back.
So glad. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
You're a great mom and you have her so excited to see you. You have a great family. And they love you. They love me.
How can you shut it off? Lord, we worship you. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful time. God, you are awesome. You are faithful. Thank you, Lord. You are wonderful. We worship you.
Just melts your heart, doesn't it? It's just, we prayed. Everybody across. I heard every Jay Sekulo with ACLU. Jay said that. Probably every nation, every tongue was in prayer for Pastor Saeed's release and others that was there as well. And this is that reunion of mother. Can you imagine your son or your daughter being taken from you, not know if they're coming back, and how precious that was. Franklin Graham of Billy Graham Ministries is doing so many wonderful things, you know, for humanity with Samaritan Purse and everything. But it's I want you to see this. Pastor Saeed breaking his silence over what took place while he was in the Iranian prison, talking with Greta on Fox. Let's take a look.
At least three Americans imprisoned in Iraq are now free and safe back in the United States. Christian Pastor Saeed Abedini, Marine Amir Hakmati, and reporter Jason Rezaian all freed from the hell inside those Iranian prisons. It was a historic prisoner swap, but one American was seemingly left behind. Former FBI agent Bob Levinson is nowhere to be seen, and the fight to bring him home continues. But for three families, the fight is over, and that is great for them, and I'm very happy for them. And today, I traveled to North Carolina to meet with Christian Pastor Saeed Abedini, who's resting at the Billy Graham Training Center. Pastor Abedini explained the horrors he saw and endured behind bars, and one of Pastor Abedini's most distinct memories, the moment he set foot in front of an Iranian judge.
Just that you know why you are here. I said, yeah, I'm here because of my Christian faith and starting the house churches all over Iran. And he said, no, you are not here for this. You are here because you want to use Christianity to remove government. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. You know, I just came here to start an orphanage, loving people and share the gospel with people, and just that. I said, no, you guys are using Christianity to remove the government. That's the reason that you are here. And I said, no, I didn't do that. I pray for you. I love you. And I didn't come for that. And he started like yelling at me, very angry. And when my lawyer started talking, he didn't let him to talk. And so after 10 minutes, they said to the guards that you can take them back to prison. When they sent me to the other solitary, which Amir Hikmati, the Marine, was over there, and they bound my eyes, they took me to his room, and I've been there, I think, for almost 60 days.
In the same room with Amir
Hikmati? Yeah.
You guys talk about things? I mean, communicate with each other? Or?
Yeah, first when I removed my eye band, and I saw her, I was like, got very heartbroken to see what they did to our Marine, you know. I saw his eyes was completely black, he got so thin, very weak, and I start crying, you know. It's like, that's a real war, that's a real fight, you know. So it was very hard to me. So I went there, we shake hands, we, you know, hug each other, we try to encourage each other. And it was the best moment that I have since I got arrested, and to see him alive. And so we have been there for 2 months together.
In the same room?
In the same room. Yeah.
Anybody else in there?
Just sometimes they brought some other prisoners, stay with us, and then like after a week or 2 weeks, they just removed them again.
How did you pass time, you and Amir Hikmati, for those 2 months?
That was the most hardest thing in prison, especially in the solidarities like that, because there is nothing to do. So I made a plan that I can talk to him, encourage him, and mostly I was praying. You know, the best thing that I could do over there was like praying each day, hours and hours, sometimes more than 20 hours. I just prayed and prayed. And it was wonderful time with the Lord. I enjoy it. But the other thing, they didn't give us book to read. They didn't give us our own clothes. They didn't give us, you know, nothing. It was just me and him in a room, nothing to do.
For 2 months?
For 2 months. Actually, he was over there for more than a year in the same room when I met him. And but after coming out from solitary and seeing one person that you can talk, it was like heaven, you know. So it was a good time.
Did they ever torture you besides, I mean, look, I think solitary confinement, of course, is torture. I think holding someone is torture in the manner for faith. Did they ever torture you physically?
Yes, you know, in interrogation, once they beat me very badly. And because they want me to write something that they want, which I didn't do that. You know, they tried hardly to damage my reputation in Iran. So they asked me to write and sign the things that I didn't do that. And so actually it was in a courtroom that the judge closed the door and the interrogators start beating me, which in that time I got a stomach bleeding. And they asked me the things that criminal prisoners do. So when I deny it, they start beating me, and they asked me to sign it, to write it, and I denied. And then when they saw it doesn't work, they let me go.
And beat you with their fist?
Right.
Was there other torture going on in the prison that you knew about, other forms?
The other forms was when I was interrogated with my interrogator, he told me that I'm going to do three things to you. First, I'm going to put you to with the Al-Qaeda prisoners, and they're going to beat you to death, which he did later. And I was beaten with them to death, kind of. God saved me over there. The second thing was, he said to me, I'm going to send you to Rajai Shah, which is the worst prison than Evin. And the third thing was the threat of death. And they said, when you finish your sentence and you go to U.S., we always follow you. And if you start to continue the thing that you did, we're going to kill you as the other pastor happened to them. So they took me to Al-Qaeda's, with Al-Qaeda prisoners, and we had a normal talk, and it was a very heavy iron chair over there. He grabbed it and hit it to my face, to my head. And so I got it. I got the chair when he hit my head and hit my legs. So the guards came and they didn't let him to continue what he did.
Did you see other people get beaten and tortured?
A lot.
Like what? How? In what manner?
The worst thing that I saw was when they took some Sunnis for execution. It was in front of our eyes, and they took like tens of them to hang. You know, every Wednesday in Rajai Shah, still they hang the people and they take them for execution. Most of them, they are Sunni, some of them political prisoners, and I can say most of them, they are there for their faith. And so when they want to take them, you know, they were scared. And so like the soldier, they take their hands, their feet, you know, grab them. And, you know, like when they take a lamb for a slaughtering, so. And they were yelling, some of them they were crying, and some of them they wet themselves. So it was very, very graphic things, you know, when I saw when they took people for execution.
And there's much more from our conversation with Pastor Abedini, and you're going to hear much more of this chilling interview in the days and weeks ahead. You're also going to hear from his sister and Reverend Franklin Graham, who has been helping the Christian pastor's reentry to the United States.
I'm telling you, that just breaks your heart, doesn't it? This is what was going on when we were praying. He was going through all those that time of persecution. It reminds me of the words of Jesus. He said, you will be handed over to authorities and they will persecute you. And they'll treat you basically as the Lord has been treated, as he was treated. And we're seeing that take place, but we're also seeing the Lord just stand in the gap for, you know, Pastor Saeed and that U.S. Marine that was serving us that ended up going through the whole situation with him that was in that room for a whole year before Saeed got there. It just breaks your heart. I wanted to be able to show this so we can see the reality of what took place and that this is potentially for any Christian on the face of the earth who stands up and boldly for their witness for God. What was he doing? He was planning a network of churches that meet in houses. That's how powerful it is with church planting. How, if you want to get involved in something that's going to shake the devil's kingdom, it's like getting out there and just starting to begin to birth new churches and plan new churches and get rightly related apostolically. But it's a powerful thing. So much so that the government felt threatened when churches that meet in homes, they were threatened. They thought that my government's going to be removed. You know why they think that way? They think that way because Satan gets involved in the government setup in some particular nations, maybe all nations. I mean, this is what he told Jesus. He said, if you bow down and worship me, you see all these nations? He says, I'll give them to you if you worship me. They've been given to me, and I can give them to anybody I choose. Why is someone threatened when Jesus and his body shows up and his church shows up? Because authority shows up. Another kingdom shows up. We're not trying to take over the kingdoms of this world. The Lord's going to do that in his day. The kingdom of God is within us. But it reminds me of one more conversation so we can understand how these foreign governments, some of them, respond to the church. China feels the very same way. When I was talking to Yulong, and he lives in Hong Kong, he was explaining to me the reason why China feels so threatened by the church. They feel like that the church is going to take over the government. Well, the problem we have with that is the Catholic Church has their own country. They have a papacy. They have the Pope over their country. It's an entire country, just like America, just like Iran and Iraq. And so sometimes that paradigm gets messed up, but the church, we're not trying to find our home in this world. The foxes have holes, the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. This is who we serve, our Lord. And this kind of persecution is happening all across the globe. We want to thank God for, you know, his release and his testimony. And he and his wife now are staying reportedly at Franklin Graham's ranch to be able to just help them transition back into society. Keep them in your prayers and just cover them. And bless them. And stand with Franklin Graham, with Billy Graham Evangelistic Ministries, because this is what they do. That is all over the earth, you know, ministering to so many. Well, join us after the break, because we're going to have a prophetic word. A prophetic council gets together once a year. Several prophets get together, hundreds, I believe. And they gathered up a word for 2016 and want to share that. Cindy Jacobs will be sharing that after the break. Join us after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN-TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFNTV. I tell you what, you know, we talked about ACL, whatever, it's ACLJ, Jay yes. Sekulow's
organization
and ministry, which we partner with and
yes.
excited about what they're
Thank
doing.
Thank you for Jay and Jordan and what they're yeah. doing.
And Jordan was the first one. His son yeah. was the first one that jumped on top of this.
Beautiful.
And the world jumped on top of it. Yeah. I mean, the world actually jumped on top of this thing.
This was a good moment for the church, yeah. really, to gather together and solidarity, praying right. together and believing for God to protect Saeed, because he was, as we heard, going right. down, you know, being tortured.
Yes. And, just a precious man. I mean, think about in heaven, what all of heaven is thinking about Saeed. Mm. I mean, and he would think about, people tell you, this is what you hear in America. If the church isn't like this, it's not significant. If it's not in some $1.2 million building, it's not significant.
Right.
Nobody's threatened by that. Or, you know, if it's not in a,
in a stucco building, or if it's not, you know, this many people or that many people. Let me tell you something. Wherever the church is, it's the most, that's the true church, it's the most powerful thing that's around. So much so, planting churches in houses in Iran caused the very government who is battling other governments in the world, Iran. I mean, they're shooting fake carriers, trying to threaten people. They're threatening Israel. You know, our government's cutting deals with them. And Saeed was the most threatening to them.
Yes.
He was planting churches. Planting churches. Do you know, reportedly, we had an earlier program on it, that more Christians are being birthed into the kingdom, I believe, in Iran than anywhere else. It's like over a million Christians in regards to the rate of entering into the kingdom of God. And it's like, he was just planting churches. Mm. What does that mean? If what you're doing is not shaking the nation that you're in, maybe we need to do what Pastor Saeed did. You know, I can't think of his name right now, but the fastest form of soul winning,
Peter Wagner,
he's an apostle, Peter Wagner, this institute that he runs.
Mm-hmm. Wagner Institute.
Yeah. Wagner what?
Wagner Institute.
Yeah, the Wagner Institute is that church planning is the fastest form of soul winning. Because what happens is when your church has been there for a little bit, it's like, okay, let's just do the Easter play.
Yeah.
You know, no more growth. We don't have any room for anybody anyway. Yeah. Let's just focus on the color of the carpet and how well the air conditioner is going. And then all of a sudden, everybody, the excitement of telling someone about the Lord. But that new church plant, you know, everybody's excited. They're winning people to the Lord. They're discipling them. And we need to stay consistently in that place.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing that we do at the VFN Dream Center. I mean, our focus is on what Pastor Saeed does, you know. And that's how effective it is. You won't know how effective it is. The government of Iran was fearful that what Saeed was doing, planting churches that were meeting in houses, was going to take over Iran.
Wow.
They're not threatened by the United Arab League around them, not Israel. I mean, it's amazing. That's how powerful you are as a believer when you start stepping out and obeying God. And the Lord's going to hold us accountable for doing or not doing. And it's like he set an example for all of us that that we can stand up. Even our very own nation begin to walk out the pattern now. And so that is very encouraging. That's why we wanted to be able to see that and celebrate his return. Well, every year, a council of prophets come together, quite a few of them, and they let Cindy Jacobs be the speaker for the group. And a lot of things are shared during that time, and we'll make that related to you. But this is Cindy Jacobs sharing the word for 2016. This is a prophetic word they believe the Lord has given them for 2016. It's going to really encourage you. Let's take a look.
Were you ready to hear the word about the tide turning? Come on, are you ready? Come on, let's shout unto God a little bit. 2016, the year the tide turned. As we met, actually, in this facility of Trinity Church, we're giving this message from Cedar Hill, Dallas, which is South Dallas. We met with a roundtable of prophets in this church, and the transcript was 105 pages. And, I mean, Gabriel started playing, and they started prophesying, and, you know, some are here that were at the meeting. I think about 8 hours later, it was amazing what happened. And the word of the Lord was so good, I'm going to include some of that in this report. But actually, Mike had this scripture, and it's, so shall they fear the name of the Lord and his glory from the rising of the sun. Now, listen to this. When the enemy comes in like a flood. Now, don't be surprised if the enemy comes in like a flood. He's just doing his evil job. I mean, he's going to be true to his nature. He's mean. He's the father of lies. He hates you. Don't think he's ever going to like you. Don't think you can declare Dayton and say, oh, Mr. Devil, I'm not going to bother you. So don't you ever bother me. You know, forget that mess. You are the enemy. Amen. But he is the enemy. But listen to this word. When the enemy comes in like a flood, get excited. Because something supernatural is getting ready to happen. The Spirit of the Lord will, not might, raise up a standard against him. How I love that. I tell you what, I looked up, what does change the tide mean, the tide turning? It means to change the direction completely or reverse the direction or a divine reversal. I mean, what does that mean? You're in a place where you can't find a job. You're in a place where, you know, everything bad is happening and you're fighting sickness and you're fighting disease or whatever it is. And all of a sudden there's a suddenly, say suddenly. All of a sudden there's a suddenly. And it turns in your favor. I tell you what, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be an amazing year. I think you can almost say we're tag teaming on last year. You know? So this is very important. Satan wants to destroy you. John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. What does that word abundantly mean? Well, you look it up in the Greek, and it means like mega abundance. I'm going to give you a little prophetic synopsis of what some of the prophets said. We're still working through this just a little bit, but this is a year when angel armies are being released to see the purposes of God revealed. Angels are going to be very near to us. And I have a lot of angel stories. I wrote my book, Supernatural Life, a lot of those stories, even angels over nations. And the next is there are God's leaders who will connect on a global scale to see the kingdom of God manifest in each mountain of society. Something is happening worldwide. It's not just a local level thing. God is bringing together leaders from every part of society. They will begin to emerge in the leaderships of their nations. This will especially happen in the area of biblical economics, and kingdom solutions will be infused into what we call sheep states and sheep nations, which means those that are aligned with God. Those will align with Israel and so forth like that. We're going to see whole nations turn around. We're going to see leaders rise up that understand biblical economics. In Reformation Manifesto, one of my books, I have a chapter on biblical economics. And I want to tell you something. The economy, the economic plans in this nation that God gave the children when they came out of Egypt still work today. The children of Israel, when they come out. God's going to show that he is the Lord of the nations. God is dealing with OPEC and will continue to do so. In the future, the oil production will open up in the U.S. while God allows financial shaking to oil-rich Middle Eastern nations. There is a flood of violence that Satan wants to unleash in many parts of the U.S. and the world. But the angel armies of God are waiting to restrain them if God's people will do their part in standing in the gap. I talked to a man recently who has been in some briefings against terrorism, and he said, you do not know how many terrorist attacks have been averted. You have no idea. I mean, even things nobody says, but your prayers are really working, and we were excited about that. God has his people in the church who will not bow their knees at the altar of political correctness, who will come into new levels of authority. Extraordinary miracles will break out as God reveals his greatness to the nations. We are in the beginning stages of a great awakening. This is the day of Philip the Evangelist, and revivalists like David Wilkerson and Nikki Cruz are going to burst on the scene of college campuses and high school, elementary schools. God is going to school. We are no longer waiting for a Jesus people movement. We are in a Jesus people movement. For the nation of the United States, we are at the beginning stages of a great awakening. And the Lord said not once, but several times, there is a patriot that God has waiting to put at the top position, the president of this nation. If God's people pray, he's going to have a plan, because God didn't tell us which one. We ask him. But God is going to put someone at the top of this nation that's going to turn us around. There's going to be a reformer. He has a reformer ready that's going to reform systems. There are things in this nation that need to be pruned, need to be changed, and both parties are not right with God and not right what they should do. And we can say that whether we're Democrats or Republicans, all of us, I could say, probably are a bit ticked off at some of the things we see. But God is bringing a people who will not bow their knees, and it doesn't matter what the label is. And the Lord also says that it's time for people to vote their values. Vote your values. And God is going to do it. He's going to bring this nation into place. We're at a tipping point. We're at a tipping point. 2016 is a tipping point year. Whether we're either going to go on to a great, great nation or we're going to crumble. We've already lost our place. I travel around the world. We've already lost our place as a leader in the nations. And you cannot believe what other nations say about America now. It's very, very sad, you know, what is happening. But God can bring up a new people that balance righteousness and justice. And I want to tell you something. There are justice movements, especially for the poor. And God's going to see that whoever is put in prison as we pray will have a passion for the poor. I tell you, we've got to see it in a way, and there will be economic principles behind it that are biblical that will bring the nation into alignment. You know, God is not a donkey and he's not an elephant. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And this cannot be a partisan thing. We have got to all stand and fight and believe. Amen. Will you stand on your feet?
Wow. Is that exciting or what? A tipping point. I mean, think about it. This is so exciting. This is not just coming from Cindy Jacobs. This is coming from a council of prophets who got together and tried to hear and put their words together. And we'll make what we have, the whole thing, available to you on the VFN Torch. But this is the tipping year. I would encourage you to get involved. Don't sit back and be a spectator anymore. You know, get involved as a Christian, you know, in the church, you know, functioning as, do everything that Jesus said do, be discipled in the Lord, but also get involved as a Christian citizen in the nation to stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to vote my values. I'm going to pray, seek God. I'm going to really study whoever these people are that are running for office. This is a deciding year, and you want to be found active on the history of America, because I'm telling you, this thing can go one way or can go the other, and we're believing God for a great awakening and revival, but that's us waking up, you know, an awakening up and going after God. Well, we've got an offer for you right here, and it's just going to touch your heart, and it's just totally for you. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. In addition, how the grand jury has indicted the very man who did those videos on the Planned Parenthood. After the break. We have an offer for you. It is a very, very important offer. It's offer 2001, and it's entitled One Thing in 2016, Learning the Key to Success, Prosperity, and Peace, No Matter What or Who Comes Your Way in 2016. This is so important. Because there's good things happening and there's bad things happening. There's going to be worse things happening and greater things happening. It's going to be happening simultaneously. And David, King David, prior to being king, I mean, he had a lunatic government after him, King Saul. He was trying to attack him, and all he was doing was his job description. God had called him to do what he's doing, but yet the armies were coming against him. I mean, what would you be on your mind? Well, what was on David's mind, he said, one thing I desire, one thing I want. And he's talking about, you know, the Lord, focusing on the Lord. And this is really going to encourage you. This is all put together to be able to encourage you. For any amount whatsoever, you can partner with VFN TV. We want to get this to you right away. We can get you a DVD, or we can send it to you, or you can watch it, you know, online. But it is so important. You need to think about, I'm going to set my gaze upon the Lord in 2016. And guess what? He will lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. I mean, he'll just take care of you. David is a prime example of that. As a matter of fact, all you got to do is go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, click on Partner Now, or you can call 844-408-3688, or you can write to VFNTV Studios at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Do it now. Offer 2001, one thing in 2016, learning the key to success, prosperity, and peace, no matter what or who comes your way.
Thank you for being with us today and watching VFN TV, where we keep the conversation light and we're focused on Israel.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
What religious rights do teachers have in school? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulo.
My school's real receptive of me with my Christian faith and the things I can do, but at this graduate class I've been taking, the professor has come out telling all the other people in the class that they can't wear a cross around their neck. One of the students mentioned that when they pray, when they eat lunch with their kids, a student asked them, what are you doing? And this teacher said, well, I can't talk to you about it. And I'd just like for you to maybe talk a little bit about the teacher's rights.
This idea that you have a complete surrender of religious freedom rights at the school is just incorrect. The unfortunate thing here is you've got a graduate-level course. This is teachers being taught by teachers on how to teach, and they're being told, basically, if you engage in any kind of religious discussion, it's off-limits, it's, you know, inappropriate, you can't say a prayer before a meal, don't wear a cross to the classroom. That's some of the hostility that's out there. It's very unfortunate. It's really misinformation.
Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for. You know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to. And not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something or heading out, and people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is, you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
Lancaster. Welcome back. I wanted to talk more before we went to break about that prophetic word. It's so exciting.
Yes.
If you missed it, right before the break, we had a prophetic word that was shared by Cindy Jacobs, but gathered by many, a council of prophets that come together once a year.
A round table.
And it had to be a big round table.
Yeah, I bet it was.
They said they transcribed it. It was like 800 pages or
100.
Something.
100.
Was it 100?
Oh, yeah, 125, I think she said.
125. Think about that. 125 pages. If that's mine, that's not much because I had double space, big font and all that. But you're thinking about, man, this is an exciting year. So many, if you read stories of those in the Word, in the Bible, and you just look at society, so many people get overcome with fear. They get overcome with fear, and before they're even defeated, they have a defeated mentality. I mean, over and over again, I mean, you look at some of the things, you know, we had in a previous program where in Israel, they're celebrating about a victory they had in a particular region, because what the Jews did when the Arabs were coming in to assault them, they had this noise-making device, you know, that made such loud noise it just freaked out the Arabs and they just started running. It was just a noise.
Yeah.
And when you look what happened over and over again, just the fear hits people and they just get paralyzed, you know, just petrified. You know what I'm saying? Petrified. And you know, when things happen, you know what I mean? Don't talk about
it. I don't know what you mean.
We'll just talk to somebody else about that.
Maybe.
So, but you have to understand, you haven't lost yet. You're just fearing you're going to lose. So what you do is get rid of the fear and realize, you know, if you do lose, let it be said that you let it be said of our generation, as Ronald Reagan said, that we fought to the last moment, that we stood for what was right, that we did everything that we can do. With all our flawedness, we still stand up and we say, you know what? I mean, look at all the games. The most exciting sports games are the games that go to the very end and you don't know who's going to win.
Yes.
And people talk about those games forever. But what happens if people just gave up? And they just say, well, you know, it's only 2 minutes left. You know, there's no way we can win this ball game. And it is the two-minute warning. I mean, well, you know, God specifically said this is the two-minute warning. She said this is the tipping point for America. That's a word again and again and again. But it means we haven't yet been defeated. We can stand up.
That's right.
We can stand up and we can do what's right. And what happens is, it's sort of like the Moravians when they sent out their missionaries.
They didn't think this one missionary was going to resolve everything, but that one missionary would be sent out. They would go out, and they would stay as long as they could. Quite often, they would lose their life, and they would send another one out. But both of those missionaries won the same reward in heaven. God saw the whole body of Christ, the kingdom advancing. It's not about our kingdom advancing.
Yes.
It's not about America advancing. It's about the kingdom of God advancing. And so this is it. I mean, this is like, this is when you
the
say.
The year the tide turns. Talk about exciting.
This is the year the tide turns. This is when the coach pulls you over to the side and gives you this some pep talk and says, you know, when I was little and I had a bent leg, you know, and my dog had one of the bent legs.
This is the halftime.
No, this is the last part.
Oh, says, last part.
And they tell this story and everybody goes, we got to win this for the Gipper, you know, or something. And they go out there and this God's telling us, you know, you got a chance to win this game.
Yeah.
You know, if you'll wake up, if you'll turn back to God and do what we're called to do. And we can. I mean, God has all these blessings in store and what he wants to do. I mean, the kingdom of God is going to stand no matter what. But will America stand? Well, if the church doesn't rise up and take its place in America, but God has a powerful, powerful move of God coming, outpouring. That we've seen it in waves. We've seen it in floods. We've seen it in so many different things. So make sure you join us in our next program because we'll be talking about a wave of revival coming to America. And it just so agrees with some of the things that we've seen. You know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God does something. He lifts a standard up and begins to change things and do things. Well, I don't know if you know about this or not. You do that, you know, Dilaiden got indicted.
Wow.
You know, he's the one allegedly that did the videos for
he was this,
undercover
the founder
videos.
of the Center for Medical Progress. Yeah.
And in Texas. And an indictment is where a prosecutor comes in and tells a grand jury, I want to indict this person. And the grand jury is made up of citizens who listen to what that prosecutor says. You're not guilty, but they say, we want a trial. And at this point, there's going to be a trial. There's going to be a trial where they'll go before a judge and a jury, and they'll present their evidence. It's only at that point, once the jury decides, after they see the evidence, they're just saying that the prosecutor, somebody showed up and said, we want this guy indicted.
Right.
I wonder who that is.
Yeah.
I wonder who that is. But just like Robinson.
Gordon Robertson
said, you know, when you go to the court, all the evidence is going to come out and they're going to be, you know, proof positive, you know, what the outcome of this thing is. And it's just our prayers go out to Dilaiden. And I want to please, you know, people stand up like this and they make these kind of stands, you know, and we need to pray for them the way we pray for Pastor Saeed.
That's right.
And God can just do miracles. And this is a young man in his 20s, you know, and they just went out and did it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's what 2020 used to do. It's what ABC used to do.
Well, I'm thinking that this might look like a bad situation at first, but this guy stands the trial and all the evidence is put out there. I think he'll be very
vindicated,
you know.
Vindicated. But keep him in your prayers. It can be really discouraging.
It's a test, no doubt.
It is a test. Join us after the break. We have so much more we want to cover.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This appeal to heaven message, you know, God took me through a 13-year journey to give me this message. And when he finally succeeded in pulling it all together in me, it was such a undeniable, sovereign, God-initiated process. If my people, who are called by my name, will do these things, I'll heal their land. And he's never needed a majority. This is what I keep telling people. We don't have to get 51% of Americans doing this before God can move. He has always worked through a remnant. And we have that remnant. So we're going to pray, and we're going to birth this, and we're going to inspire. We're going to feed them what they need to hear. We're going to do it through the app. We're going to do it through this Appeal to Heaven tour. I hope we can touch millions with this message. I believe we can. And God's going to do the rest. He's going to light that fire in them, and they're going to say, I have hope. This is God. I'm going to do it. Well, you know, they ruled in the 1850s that slavery was here to stay, that the black man had no right. They ruled they weren't even a person. That was settled law. Aren't you glad somebody, Lincoln, others, rose up and said, now, wait a minute. I don't care if they did make this ruling. It's not settled law. That's not right. because it ain't over till God says it's over. And I don't care what they say about the unborn. I don't care what they say about marriage. It ain't over till God says it's over. It's not settled law. He says it's settled law. We're going to change these things. And when I realized this is, he has taken me back to our roots as a nation. And this movement that birthed the nation, a lot of people don't know that we were born under a prayer movement with a flag that said appeal to heaven. But we were. And why did it disappear? I don't really think it was the enemy. I kind of think God hid the flag because he knew, you know, I'm going to need to do this again.
I want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size, a gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com and just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you too to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then green room, there's, you know, some interviews that we had that we ask other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air, and we just put that, you know, in the green room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says: when you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on partner now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited about 7 days in Israel.
Israel.
In the 7 days in the Holy Land. Franklin Graham took his daughter, Sissy. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Sissy. Only in the Carolinas, right?
Only in North Carolina.
Took his daughter, Sissy, to the Holy Land and took her on a 7-day tour where they went exactly to where the Bible talks about, and she would read it, and he would tell the stories of what's happening at each of these places. And we're going to begin that journey today.
Oh, that's awesome.
And over a period of time, you're going to be able to take the whole journey with Franklin and his daughter, Sissy. Let's join him right now in the Holy Land.
I always knew a trip like this would be special. But actually being here, walking the stone streets and seeing the historic hillsides of Jerusalem, it exceeds every expectation. The Bible stories I've heard and the verses I've memorized, they all come to life here in the Holy Land. My dad brought my brothers here years ago, but I was too young to come along. I've always wanted to see Israel, and I kept begging my dad to bring me. Now that I'm expecting my first child, I think my dad realized this might be the last chance for just the two of us to be able to share this time together.
This is so exciting. I mean, a father getting to take his daughter, you know, with his grandchild, you know, in her womb, going to Israel to be able to share the experience. I know you're going like, well, I want to go see. Well, we're going to, over a period of time, we're going to take this tour with Franklin and his daughter, Sissy, and granddaughter, her grandchild. I know that when my daughter was pregnant with her first child, she was 25. you know, her and her husband Blake, you know, having a didn't know whether it was going to be a boy or a girl yet. And I knew this is going to be the last moment that a father has with your daughter at that particular time in their life. She's a, you know, once you're a mother, it's a whole different.
It's over. It's busy.
And so what I did on her 24th birthday, she just got an ultrasound and we found out that, you know, Mackenzie was going to be a girl and she was a beautiful baby girl now. I took her and I had a setup. Pat helped me with this. And we set up at the end of the street in Pensacola, Florida, called Palo Fox Street, the dead end of Palo Fox. We had a table set up out there. I took her to seafood place to be able to pick out lobsters and blindfolded her. Took her all the way down. And while she was blindfolded in the truck, set all that stuff up, you know, on the waterfront.
Oh, wow.
And brought her out and we had lobster and we had shrimp and we had all these wonderful things. And she was so surprised. But that was my moment.
Yeah.
You know, that I knew at 25, you know, 25th birthday, she was pregnant with her first child. We found out that it was a girl. Now we know it's beautiful Mackenzie. And now you're looking at Franklin getting to share this time with his daughter. And right. she's carrying his grandchild. Mm. And then they're going to Israel.
Yeah.
Sorry, baby, I didn't do it like that. It was cheaper than a Battle of Oak Street. But we pulled that food out there. You know, I put the food out there, and I'm setting it out. And these beautiful lobsters that we got, you know, fresh, steamed for us. And she was in the truck, and these big birds were coming up. Man, that bird was eyeing that lobster. I'm thinking, this big bird's going to snatch this lobster, like trying to run him off. But we finally made it, and I tell you what, it's so cool to see a father and a daughter spend that kind of time together.
Yeah, it is.
And I can relate to that. And we're going to get to go with Sissy and Franklin on this journey in Israel. So make sure you stay tuned to VFN TV because we're going to bring all that to you over
That's
a
beautiful.
Period of time. Well, I want to pray with you. You know, I just want to thank you so much for joining us each and every day. You know, that it's us together. Mm. You know, we are a voice crying out in a wilderness sometimes it seems like. But when we hear from you, encouraging words from you and letters from you and emails from you, it's so encouraging to us. And we know that we're doing this thing together and that God is watching us and he's watching carefully because he said about Egypt, he said about Israel and Egypt, he said, I carefully observed everything that was going on to my people and God's watching what's going on now and he sees what we're doing. So I want to thank you for joining us in the VFN TV audience and praying for us. And we always end in prayer because we want to go to God. This whole thing, no matter what's happening, our God is in control. So if you would just join us at this particular time, let's pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for you being in control. I thank you, Father God, for bringing Pastor Saeed out of this prison, God. I thank you, Lord, for Franklin Graham and Billy Graham Ministries, how they're just doing so many kind things, and Jay Sekulow with what he's doing, Father God. And we just pray right now for our audience, Lord, that you would encourage them, Lord God, that they would get a vision for this tipping point year, that we would be on the winning side, that we would say, we hear the two-minute warning, but we're going to win this thing in Jesus' name. The third great awakening is coming. Abortion is going to end. And Lord, we thank you for revival, for the outpouring and the wave of revival that's coming across this nation in Jesus' name. Make sure you join us in the next program because we're going to be talking about a prophetic word, about a wave of revival coming to America. We've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to share it with you. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Isn't abiding with the Lord just an awesome thing to be able to do?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
I mean, talk to us, man. How has that affected your life?
Well, it's just changed it. I mean, for years, I struggled with that, you know, spending time with God in regards to, you know, hearing his voice. But when God introduced me to abiding and, you know, and journaling and hearing what he's saying and writing it down, it's been life transforming. I mean, I can hear him clearly. And it's beautiful, and you know, it's just a wonderful thing.
It's so cool, isn't it, to know that you're hearing the voice of God?
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And he says that, you know, his sheep will hear his voice and follow none other.
That's right.
That's so important, isn't it?
It's just amazing. And he knows exactly what you're going through at that particular time in your life. And it's just amazing where he leads you. Right. You know, you think you did it.
Right.
You know, when you open up the scriptures and there it is. And like, wow. Wow, God, that was awesome.
This is cool, too, that by doing it, you begin to be faithful, that all of a sudden your whole family now abides with God. And by alone with God, mm-hmm. and y'all even come together and share about it, right?
That's right. Yeah, we sure do. We all come together at the same time every week, get together as a family, my wife, my two children, and we talk about what God said to us that week.
Does God speak to everybody in your family?
Every one of them, yep.
And what's their ages? With the children.
Yeah. Yeah, right. My 10-year-old son, my 14-year-old daughter.
Right. Isn't that awesome, though, yeah. to know that God is speaking to your whole family?
Yeah.
You're out there, you're listening right now, you're thinking, man, I didn't think that was possible. I thought you had some lesson plan or something. You had some little study guide or something. I didn't know that you can have a simple plan that even a 10-year-old can do and hear from God, hear the voice of God. Listen, we're called to hear his voice. If you don't have a plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's available at iabide.org. It's free. Request it today. Go to iabide.org. Request your plan. It'll be sent to you immediately in your email. iabide.org.